You know, I was thinking on the way in today about a specific nightmare scenario for, well, for any professional services firm, really.
Oh, yeah.
It's what I call the empty chair problem.
The empty chair problem. That sounds ominous. Is this about layoffs or something?
No, actually the opposite. It's about retirement or, you know, even just a long vacation. Picture this.
Okay.
You have a senior consultant, let's call her Sarah. Sarah's been with the firm for 20 years. She knows the software inside out. She knows the client's kids' names. She knows exactly which wire to jiggle to get the server running again.
Right, the institutional knowledge.
Exactly. And then one day, Sarah retires.
And all of that knowledge just walks out the door with her.
It's the consultant's dilemma. You have these brilliant experts solving these really complex problems, but their brilliance is trapped.
Crept where?
It's trapped in their heads or in some 50-page PDF that, let's be honest, nobody reads, or in a one-hour meeting that only three people went to.
It's a bottleneck,
Yeah.
a human bottleneck. You can't scale Sarah without cloning her.
And HR tends to frown on cloning, I've heard.
They do.
But that bottleneck is the perfect setup for today's deep dive. We're looking at a really fascinating collision between two very different worlds. On one hand, you've got a company that really defines itself by human connection, that's Innovia Consulting, and on the other, a piece of tech that promises infinite scale, the Auto Content API.
So with high touch empathy meets what? Cold, hard automation.
Kind of, and that's the mission for this deep dive. We want to figure out how does a company like Innovia, which prides itself on being the partner that cares, use a heavy-duty automation API without, you know, losing its soul?
Can they actually clone their expertise without becoming robots?
Exactly. It's a big question. And to answer it, we've pulled a bunch of sources. We've got Innovia's corporate philosophy, their client testimonials, their technical
And
focus.
we're putting that against the technical documentation for this Auto Content API to see where the pieces fit.
So let's start with Innovia, because looking at their materials, they're not your typical IT shop.
Not at all. I mean, okay, on paper, they're a Microsoft Dynamics NAV and Business Central partner.
Right. So they implement ERP software, enterprise resource planning.
Which is usually pretty dry stuff. It's accounting, inventory, supply chain management.
Yeah. But Innovia's whole vibe is just different. I was reading through their Why Innovia page, and the words that keep popping up are integrity, empathy, and get this, fun.
Fun. And ERP consulting.
Apparently so. And their clients buy into it. I mean, there's this one testimonial that just floored me. A client actually said, if Innovia were a person, I would get on one knee and propose.
Wow, okay, that is a wildly high bar for IT support.
Right. Usually you just hope they answer the phone.
Exactly, and they serve these very boots on the ground industries. We're talking food manufacturing, distribution, job shops.
These are people who need their systems to work because if they don't, produce is rotting on a loading dock somewhere.
It's high stakes. So you have this firm that just thrives on these high touch personal relationships, and then
Then we introduce the catalyst, the Auto Content API. Now, when I looked at the documentation for this, it didn't look like a simple write me a blog post tool.
No, and that's a really crucial distinction. The documentation actually refers to it as infrastructure.
Infrastructure, meaning what exactly?
It means it's not just a chatbot you talk to. It's a set of pipelines, really, designed to automate producing multimedia. But, and this is the key thing for a company like Innovia, it makes a big deal about the difference between generation and transformation.
Okay, walk me through that. Because when I hear AI content, my brain just goes to machine writes generic article.
Right, and that's generation, making something from nothing. Transformation is different. It assumes the business already has the knowledge. Innovia has the experts, they have the manuals, they have the recordings. The problem isn't the idea,
It's the format.
it's the format. The knowledge is locked up in a format that's just hard to consume.
Right. I was browsing their resource library, and it's deep. I found this one blog post, Subcontracting in Business Central, another one, The Significance of User Acceptance Testing for Successful Go Live.
Incredibly important topics if you're running a factory. But be honest, did you actually want to read
I
it?
barely wanted to read the title. It's dense. And that's the friction point, right?
Totally.
Innovia's clients are busy people. A plant manager at a food distribution center is on their feet all day. They're driving between sites. They are not sitting down with a cup of tea to read 2,000 words on user acceptance testing.
Exactly. The expertise is there, but the way you consume it is broken for that user. And this is where something like the Auto Content API's podcast generation endpoint comes in.
So how does that, like, physically work? Innovia takes the URL for that subcontracting article and does what with it?
They just feed that URL into the API. The API analyzes the text, it pulls out the core concepts, the warnings, the technical bits, and then it converts it into a two-way dialogue.
Like what we're doing right now.
Precisely. It creates a host persona and an expert persona who just discuss the nuances of subcontracting in plain English.
So it turns a lecture into a conversation.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, that plant manager can listen to the Innovia subcontracting deep dive on their commute home. Same high-level expertise, but in a format that fits their life.
That completely changes the mental availability of the brand.
It's a huge shift. You go from being the company that sends me documents I feel guilty about not reading to the company that teaches me things while I drive. You're adding value in my dead time.
And this isn't just a one-off thing. The source material mentions you can just point it at your whole blog.
Right. But audio is just one piece of it. The API docs also list an explainer video feature.
This one seemed huge for the support side of things. Innovia really promotes their 247-365 support squad.
Massive selling point. But I imagine a lot of those support calls are pretty repetitive.
Oh, absolutely. How do I reverse a transaction? How do I update a vendor card?
Why is my inventory count off?
Yeah.
And even the most empathetic consultant is going to get tired of answering the vendor card question for the 500th time.
And that's where the empathy actually starts to break down.
It does. If your human staff is burned out on basic questions, they can't be fully present for the complex ones. So with the API, Innovia can crawl their own documentation or their FAQs. And then the system generates a 60 to 90 second video. It's got an avatar, it's got subtitles, and it explains that one specific feature.
So I email support. And instead of waiting for a callback, I just get a link to a video.
A video that shows and tells you instantly. And the economics of it are wild. Creating a custom support video manually could be, what, $50, $100, even $300? Plus, all the time.
Right.
The API does it for about 400 credits, which in real money is.
What, like a few bucks?
Roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. So you can solve a client's problem instantly, visually, and for the price of a coffee.
It scales helpfulness.
Right.
And it frees up the human support squad to tackle the really gnarly problems that actually require a human brain.
So we've talked about clients, but I want to flip the camera around and talk about the Innovia team itself.
Okay.
Because being a consultant in the Microsoft ecosystem, I mean, it sounds exhausting.
It's a treadmill. Microsoft is just relentless with updates.
I saw on their site they have a whole section just for Business Central release waves.
Release waves is a very polite term for a tsunami of documentation. Twice a year, Microsoft just drops these massive PDF updates, hundreds of changes, new features, old features going away.
New buttons in new places.
Exactly. And if you're an Innovia consultant, you have to know this stuff. You can't show up to a client site and not know that the print button moved.
So when do you study? You're billable all day. Do you read 500 pages of technical docs on a Saturday?
That does not sound like the fun value Innovia talks about. So this is where the internal application of the API gets really clever. We talked about podcast generation for clients, but what about for their own consultants?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Innovia could feed those huge release wave PDFs into the API and generate a daily briefing podcast series.
That's brilliant. So I'm a consultant. I'm driving to a client site, and instead of listening to the radio, I'm getting a breakdown of the new manufacturing features.
It turns the commute into a classroom. It supports their core value of dedication. Their team stays sharper than the competition, but without having to sacrifice their weekends to do it.
There's another angle here I wanted to touch on. Innovia is North American-based, but their clients, especially in food distribution and manufacturing, they often have really diverse workforces.
And that is a critical point. The supply chain is global. Even in a factory in Ohio, you might have a floor where the main language is Spanish or French.
And the training materials are almost always in English.
Or you get a really bad Google Translate handout that makes no sense. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So Innovia could take a training workshop and just instantly generate audio or video versions in Spanish.
Instantly. And think about what that says. Usually, the English speakers get the high-quality training. Everyone else gets the scraps. This lets Innovia deliver that same high-touch, we care about you experience to every single employee at their client site.
That really drives home that partner that cares identity. You're not just caring about the C-suite, you're caring about the person on the forklift.
Which, frankly, is often where an implementation succeeds or fails. If the forklift driver hates the software, your data is garbage.
So true. Okay, let's pivot to growth. Marketing. because Innovia has webinars, events, the whole nine yards.
They do. But webinars have a fatal flaw.
The one and done problem.
Exactly. You spend weeks preparing, 50 people show up, and then nothing. The recording dies in the YouTube graveyard.
All that effort for a one-hour spike.
Right. So the API introduces this idea of a content waterfall or repurposing.
How does that work?
Innovia hosts a webinar. They take that YouTube link, feed it to the API. The API analyzes the whole hour, finds the best moments, a little 60-second aha moments, and it generates shorts.
Those vertical videos for LinkedIn or TikTok?
Exactly. 9.16 ratio, subtitles, everything. So that one-hour webinar now becomes 10 different social media clips.
And the cost argument again?
Pennies on the dollar compared to hiring a video editor. It lets Innovia flood the zone.
Just be everywhere.
Be everywhere with value. Not sales pitches, but helpful little nuggets. It keeps them mentally available.
There's that term again. So when my current ERP partner messes up, Innovia is the first name that pops into my head.
Precisely. But there's another marketing layer here that I found really fascinating. The deep research endpoint.
Yeah, this one sounded a little bit like sci-fi to me. What is it actually doing?
It's more than just summarizing. The API can use agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources like government websites or industry news, and synthesize findings from them.
Okay, so give me a scenario. How does Innovia use that?
Imagine a reaction loop. Innovia is big in food manufacturing, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's say the FDA releases a new regulation on food traceability. That's a huge deal for their clients.
Massive. Compliance is everything in that industry.
In the old world, Innovia waits a week for a consultant to find time to read the rule and write a blog post. With the API, they can set up a trigger.
The system sees the news.
The API detects the trend. It uses the deep research endpoint to understand the new regulation, and it drafts a market alert script explaining how Business Central helps you comply with it.
And then it can generate the video or audio from that script.
Yes. So Innovia could be the first voice in the market commenting on that news.
That's powerful. It moves them from being support to being a strategic advisor.
Exactly.
But I was waiting for the butt. You have a butt coming, I can tell. I do. We've talked about avatars and AI voices and automated scripts. But Innovia's testimonials, they're all about the people. Treat us like family. I'd propose to Innovia. If I start getting updates from RoboSteve, doesn't that kill the magic?
It's a totally valid fear. The uncanny valley is real. If it feels fake, trust just evaporates. But the source material for the API talks about this directly with voice cloning.
Okay, explain that without it being creepy.
It's all about authenticity. The tech has gotten so good that the voices are described as natural, steady, and believable. Innovia doesn't have to use a generic AI voice. They can clone the voices of their actual experts, with their permission, of course.
So, the CEO or a senior consultant.
Right. Imagine getting a weekly update podcast introduced by the actual CEO. The tone, the cadence, the warmth, it's their voice. But they didn't have to sit in a recording booth.
So it allows the personality of the team to scale where their time cannot.
That is the key. It's not replacing the human, it's extending their reach. It's a force multiplier for charisma.
I like that. What about that SEO point you mentioned earlier, programmatic SEO? It felt a little technical.
It is, but it's the engine room of growth. So Innovia targets these really specific niches, right? Job shops, food distribution.
Right. Niche industries have niche problems.
In niche search terms. And Google hates what it calls thin content. You can't just make 50 pages that say best ERP for food, best ERP for metals, and just swap out the noun. Google knows.
It looks like spam.
It is spam. Mm-hmm. But if Innovia uses the API to generate unique multimedia landing pages, now that's different.
Walk me through what that page looks like.
Okay, a page for ERP for frozen food distributors. The Deep Research API writes a unique guide on the challenges of frozen food cold chain management expiration tracking. Then the podcast API creates an audio discussion about it. Then the video API makes a 60-second summary.
So the page is rich. Text, audio, and video.
Exactly. Google sees people staying on the page to watch and listen. That signals quality. And Innovia can start to dominate the search results for hundreds of these hyper-specific keywords.
It's basically building a media company on autopilot.
That's why I called it infrastructure at the start. It's not a tool, it's a growth engine.
So to bring it all back, Innovia is already a partner you can trust. They have the awards, they have the culture.
This kind of API doesn't change who they are. It just changes how loud they can be.
I love that. It's a volume control for expertise.
Think about what we've covered. Turning dry release notes into engaging audio for your own staff.
turning one-off webinars into a whole social media campaign.
Reducing support calls with instant, low-cost explainer videos.
And doing it all for pennies on the dollar. It really does seem to solve that consultant's dilemma.
The knowledge gets out, but the experts don't burn out.
It's a brave new world for these kinds of firms.
It is. And if I can leave you with one final thought.
Please do.
We are moving into a world of audio SEO and AI agents. We aren't just optimizing for Google search anymore. We're optimizing for ChatGPT, for Siri, for whatever comes next.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about 2 years from now. A potential client asks their AI assistant, who is the best Business Central partner for food distribution? That AI is going to look for structured, accessible, indexable content. It's going to listen to audio transcripts.
Whoa, the AI is the audience.
The answer the AI gives will come from the company that has the richest, most comprehensive, multimodal content library. So the real question for Innovia is, are they ready to let their content speak for them when their consultants are asleep?
Because with tools like this, their content can speak literally 24/7.
Exactly.
That is something to mull over. If you're not feeding the AI won't recommend you. Well, on that slightly terrifying but also exciting note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.